the Sierra Leone government were involved in a joint operation with the Guinean authorities that led to the successful arrest of Abubakar Boxkonte at the airport. He was arrested by Guinean authorities who have since and are in the process of extraditing him to Sierra Leone for his alleged role in the November 26 failed coup. We are very clear on what the processes, the intelligence operations that have been ongoing since November 26, and our promise that we will follow the law and follow the evidence wherever it leads. And the evidence suggests that this gentleman is allegedly involved in the planning, execution, and in the activities following, including aiding and supporting the escaping or hiding of those who were directly involved. Again, we've made very clear that we will follow the law, so that means he's just an accused or he's a suspect at this stage. He will be interrogated by the Sierra Leone police. And we will follow the due process of the law. We will not be involved in any unlawful activities that are being alleged.
So under what legal method was he arrested? Do you have extradition treaty with Guinea?
Absolutely. We have a very close security collaboration and arrangement with our Guinean counterparts, for which we continue to thank them. And this is it's been a common understanding between our two countries. We share intelligence. We do extradite when we have sufficient evidence that we present to each other, and that's the process that we're following. Guinean authorities arrested this gentleman based on the evidence that had been presented to them and are in the process of bringing him here so that he can help our Sierra Leone police with investigations. It's a very straightforward case of cross-border collaboration.
According to your statement, Mr. Minister, you are also accusing him of trade in illegal substances, including the what you called the deadly kush in Sierra Leone.
Again, this is based on intelligence, based on the work of our security forces and intelligence forces. And what we have been doing from day one is we present the information that we have and we present it dispassionately and truthfully. And that's what we have done. That part of the evidence in front of us at this stage is that gentleman is suspected of being involved in the illegal drug trade. Again, all of these are allegations that will be met by a threshold. He will come and be interrogated. He will have a lawyer. You have a right, again, to prove his innocence or guilt, and then that's how the law works, and that's how it will work.